I'm Ollie. Today we're looking at the September training phase and how strength, endurance, and speed can work together without turning every session into a race.
I'm Michelle. September brings fresh energy. Winter consistency has built a foundation. The mornings are changing and future goals feel closer. The temptation is to make everything longer and faster at once.
A better approach is progressive and structured. September is a bridge between broad preparation and the more specific work that follows. You keep the aerobic and technical foundation, then add the next layer with purpose.
The three connected priorities are strength to support good movement, endurance to sustain that movement, and speed to use it with greater intent. Their balance depends on your experience and event distance.
Let us start with beginners. The biggest win is consistency and confidence. A manageable routine completed week after week will create more progress than an ambitious plan that becomes impossible to sustain.
Beginner strength work should focus on simple movement control and repeatable technique. There is no need to chase complexity. Learn the exercises, move well, and fit them sensibly around swimming, cycling, and running.
Beginner endurance is about discovering what a sustainable effort actually feels like. Easy sessions should finish under control. Extend one session at a time so the entire week does not suddenly become overwhelming.
And speed for beginners should feel like skill development. Short, relaxed efforts with generous recovery can introduce a quicker rhythm without turning the session into survival.
Short course athletes have a different emphasis. They may need sharper pace changes, stronger acceleration, and the ability to repeat quality efforts while keeping technique intact.
Their strength work can support climbing, power, and running well after the bike, but it must complement the key swim, bike, and run sessions, not leave the athlete too fatigued to execute them properly.
Endurance still matters for short course racing. Aerobic fitness helps athletes recover between efforts, maintain form, and repeat higher quality intervals. Faster racing does not make the aerobic foundation optional.
Speed can become more structured for this group. Race-relevant intervals and controlled pace changes are useful when the final efforts still show good judgment. Pace collapsing after an overenthusiastic start is not the target.
Long course athletes place more emphasis on durability, sustainable output, and stable pacing. They need to hold an effective position and make sound decisions for much longer.
Their strength program should reinforce postural control and resilience. The point is not gym fatigue for its own sake. It is the ability to keep moving economically late in a ride, run, or race.
Long course endurance progresses through disciplined duration. Longer sessions matter, but starting too hard can compromise the work that comes later. Controlled early pacing creates the opportunity to practice durability.
Faster work still has a place. Tempo or threshold efforts can improve range and make steady pacing feel more economical, but they must support the endurance program rather than compete with it.
Across every distance, strength is more than lifting heavier weights. It includes maintaining useful positions, applying force efficiently, and preserving movement quality as fatigue develops.
In the pool, that can mean a stable body line and purposeful catch. On the bike, it can mean control through the hips and trunk. On the run, it can mean posture and coordination that hold together.
Endurance remains the center of triathlon preparation. A slightly longer weekly ride, a progressive continuous swim, or a carefully extended long run can move the program forward when the increase is manageable.
Speed is valuable when it comes with precision. Short accelerations, cadence changes, controlled threshold intervals, or faster pull repetitions should all have a reason to be there.
The weekly balance matters as much as the individual sessions. Two or three important sessions may be enough to anchor the week, with the remaining training supporting aerobic fitness, technique, or recovery.
Separate demanding work with easier training where possible. Avoid crowding every key session into one block simply because the weekend offers more time. Fatigue from one session changes what you can gain from the next.
Progress one variable at a time. If the long ride becomes longer, every interval session does not also need to become harder. If run speed returns, the surrounding runs can remain controlled.
The same applies to strength. Allow time to learn how a progression affects your swim, bike, and run. More work only helps when you can absorb it and continue training consistently.
Squad training adds motivation, but its deeper value is shared rhythm and experience guidance. Different athletes can complete the same session environment while following priorities suited to their own stage.
A beginner may be mastering consistency. A short course athlete may be developing pace. A long course athlete may be extending durability. Each is progressing when the session matches the athlete in front of it.
Use spring enthusiasm to become more consistent, not merely more tired. September does not need to be a starting gun. It can be a patient, purposeful bridge into the training that follows.
Build strength that supports movement, endurance that lasts, and speed that remains controlled. Read the full article on TriAlliance.com or speak with a TriAlliance coach about the right balance for your goals.
The aim is not to rush toward peak training. It is to create a spring platform strong enough to support everything that comes next.
Keep the foundation, add one layer at a time, and let each session earn its place in the week.